We are learning Masech Tzchul and Daf Nun Tes Amar Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Nun Tes Amar Aleph, the bottom line. Simani Chaya. It's in the Mishnah. Simani Behema and Chaya Nemru Minat Torah. Tana Rabbanon. Elu Hein Simani Chaya. The following are the Simonim of a Chaya. Chaya Bechlal Behema. For Gemara Kasha, what do you mean these are the Simonim of Chaya? Simonim of Chaya, same thing as Behema. Chaya Bechlal Behema Hilu Simonim. In the Torah it says that Zoysa Chaya Shetachelu, the pasuk starts off and it says, it says Behema, Mephisa Parasa, Fresa Parasa, and Malas Gera. So Chaya has the same simonim as Behema. What do you mean? Elu and Simonim Chaya. Chaya Bechal Behemu, or simonim. It's the same thing to make a kosher Chaya. Whatever simonim off of Behema, it's simonim of Chaya. So tomorrow I'll explain what I mean. Amrav Zera, on top of Behema, Lahat Chelba, to be matter the Chelev, the fats. We know that certain fats by Behema is asur, but by Chaya it's mutter. A Chaya, Torah says that the Chaya's Chelev is mutter. Why? Because only the Chelev is brought as a carbon is asur for a Hedi to eat, but that could be brought as a carbon, but Chaya is never brought as a carbon. Therefore, the Chelev of a Chaya is mutter to eat. So I wonder if this is a Chaya or it's a Behema to know if the Chelev is mutter. So how can you tell if it's a Chaya or a Behema? Elu hein simoni chaya shechel mutter. The following are the simonim of a chaya to know what the chelav is mutter. What are the simonim? Kol sheyesto karnayim as horns v'talfayim and hooves. It has certain type of talfayim means it has split hooves. So it has horns and split hooves. So Rashi says over here it's a parnia process. So now what does talfayim have to do with chaya? So Tosfos speaks out on that from testament of Dir Maschel Elu hein. That he says like this, Karnayim, the horns are safukim and behema. That since it has Karnayim has horns, and we'll explain soon what it means, what type of horns, we know it's not a behema. But maybe it's a tchaya temeya. Therefore, you need talfayim, which means parsa says sedukos. You know, it's split hooves, so you know, therefore, it's a defi tahira and you keep the chalif. That's how Tosfos learns. Tosfos has made it up, so we'll see in a second. So that's what the Gemara says. First question: Karnayim v'tafayim. Rav Daisa Omer, tafayim. Yeah. That means the fetus first round Tosfos means the same thing as Fresa's parasa, which means split hooves. So really, the truth is when the Gemara is saying is, well, you know what? You want to know what's a chaya in order the chayav should be mutter. The ikka point is the karnayim. The tafayim is to know it's a kosher animal. Rav Daisa Omer, yesh lo karnayim. If it has horns, yet tzarach lachas tafayim. You don't have to check the tafayim. Yesh lo tafayim tzarach lachas karnayim. If it has talfayim, you still have to check the horns, you still have to check the karnayim. The keresh, and the animal called a keresh, obviously like karen echad, only has one horn, is mutter. Then that's mutter. So Tosfos speaks out, back to that Tosfos. Tosfos says, Rav Daisa, we call shesha karnayim, karni chaya, yetar lach sa talfayim, the sova, he holds the chaya temeya in the karnayim. He holds that a chaya temeya doesn't have kanayim. So you don't need to check the talfayim to see if it's split hooves, because if it has horns, automatically it's kosher. And Zok Tosfos, V'hash Tzarech Loim, V'hash Tzarech Loim, V'hash Tzarech Loim, the Mishnah Nida says, Kol Sheyesh Lo Karnayim, Yesh Lo Tafayim, it's Rav Daisi. Because the Rabbanon say, you have to still check for talfayim. Now kanayim's not enough. That is the Rivam's pshat. Now Tosfos brings down for Rabbeinu Tam, that there's another pshat to say that maybe tafayim has nothing to do with tahira, has to do with the siman, the chelav's mutter, ayin chum, because he doesn't really come in over here to start talking about the kosher of simanim, but we'll go with the pshat of the rivam, that tafayim is just in order to know if it's kosher or not. Rabbeinu holds, if it has karnayim, we know for sure it's a kosher animal. So what does the Gemara say lemais? In any case, that if it has horns, it's a raya, it's a chaya, and the chelav is mutter. Zok the Gemara of a klalu, is that a klal? Very Aiz is a goat. A goat is not a chaya. A goat is a behema. And a goat has horns. So what are you telling me? If it has horns, the chelav is mutter. Very Aiz, the yeshloi karnayim v'talfayim, has horns and has hooves, also split hooves. V'chelav is also, the chelav is also. So how can you tell me that horns are the raya? So the Gemara, krucha is beinon. It's not enough to have horns. You have to have horns that are kruchas. Kruchas mean that's layered. It's not a straight horn like a shofar. It's layered. It has a bunch of layers. It's a bunch of layers. That's what it means, a horn, a karnayim, that is considered a simon. That's a chaya if it has a layered horn. Freit the Gemara, v'rei shor, a ax, the kruchas has a layered horn. V'chel v'yaser, it's considered a behema. Zog the Gemara, no, you need charukas. And the Gemara thought it meant charukas alone. The Gemara thought, if Rashi says, falling off kruchas, now going to charukas. Charukas, and what does charukas mean? It means it has a bunch of ridges. It has different holes and different dents. That's called ridged. It has a ridges. Freit the Gemara, v'rei eiz, the charukas v'chal v'asa. But eiz you're right, it's not layered, but it has charuka, it has ridges, v'chal b'yasa. So, the Gemara, mefutzel, the Gemara could answer, like Tosis asks, that you need both, maybe. Charukas and kruchas. That's Tosis Kash, Tosis Maschel v'harei. It says, v'teima, v'lishle t'vayu b'inan charukas v'kruchas. So, but the Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara answers like this. That's a Kash on Rashi, and Tosis the Mahalach because of that. But Zog the Gemara, hilkach, so Gemara says, it's a Kasha, l'chayra, maybe it's an eighth. Gemara says, the Gemara first thought says that Karucha is Binon and A is the Nav Karucha. The Gemara has Kash, Ayashar has layered. Gemara says, no, Karucha is the ridges. For example, A is the Karucha is Vachal Vasa. So, the Gemara, no, Mefutsalos Binon. You need Mefutsalos. You need that branches in different directions. If it's branches in different directions, then you know it's a Chaya. For a Gemara, Vare Tzvi, a deer, the aim of Futsalos, Vachal Vimutter. The deer, it's not unbranched. And the chelei of his mutter. So Rashi wants to know about this. He says, I don't know what you're saying. A deer is definitely mefutzalos. If you look at a deer when on top, it goes in different directions, branch. It's not one straight horn. It goes up, then it goes in different directions. So it is mefutzalos. Each horn goes different directions. It's split, the branch, different directions. So what's the saying we're saying? Tzvi is not mefutzalos. Zog Rashi, it must be when our Gemara says Tzvi, it does not mean a Tzvi. It means the Steinbuk, which is the ibex, which is a type of wild goat that's considered a chaya that you find in the wild. It's an ibex, and that is called a Tzvi. And we call that a Tzvi also, as the Rashi says. Now, Tosfos does not like the Pshat. Tosfos in Maschil Vaharei says, Pirush Kutu Tzvi ain ze. Shalu Kairon Tzvi, the Avadim of Tzalsin. El Tzvi is the Oyster Shalu Kairon Tzvi, Ustambuk, the Kanaim Zom of Tzals. But the Tosis asks, a lot of times you find that Tzvi is our deer. So then you can't say that Tzvi means the ibex, it means the deer. And therefore he wants to learn Nupshal and Mufatzalos. Mufatzalos means that it's Zekufais, Vereshem, Kafufais. That Mufatzalos means that it's bent. It's like gets sharp at the end, basically. And Tzvi is not like that. A deer is not like that. So, Freyta Marakasha, how can you say Mufutzalos is the simon of a chaya of a Tzvi? The Mufutzalos, Vechel Beimoto. So, you have two pshat and one more kasha. Either it's going on an ibex, or it's going that it's not sharp. And Vechel Beimoto, Zog Demara, Chadurois Binon. You need Chadurois, which means rounded pashtas. It means rounded, it means agulois. That's Rashi Hirshamati. And is a goat, is like wide, it's not round. It's not round. We'll go with that pshat, Rashi. It's not pshat, we'll go with that pshat. Hilkach, therefore, the malach is like this. Hecha de miftzala, if it's branched, loidina v'loidaina, that it's 100% a chaya, because there's definitely no branched horns when it comes to a behemoth. That's for sure. Hecha de loy miftzala, if it's not branched, b'inan kruchois, chadurois, v'charukois. You need to have these three. There shouldn't be a suffix, because it needed to be charukais. That charukais means that it's ridged. Lafuke from a shar has to be chadurais, which means round. Lafuke from eights, because a goat is wide, and you need kruchais, which means layered. Lafuke from a different type of a's, which is called which we'll see that there's a suffix about that type of goat. And therefore, it's called the goat is called the Eiz Karkos. So therefore, you have to also have that simon. Vahu the mivla chirikayu, the ridges have to be close to each other. Vahainu, and that's the sveika, the Eiz Karkos. Like I just mentioned, the seifa of Eiz Karkos, because the Eiz Karkos has some of the simonim. So you have to have all three simonim of kruchos, chadurois, charukos. Know for sure that it's a chaya and not a behema. The Gemara says, "Amaisa, he is a karkuz, the avoy reish glusa. A certain goat, the karkuz goat that was by the reish glusa. The akum molit tzana tarbune. They took out a whole bunch of fat from it, and they wanted to eat it. They wanted to eat this fat because if fat is mutter, it was after shechita, and fat is mutter if it's a chaya. The question is this a chaya or not? So Rav Achoy aser. Rav Achoy said it's aser. Rav Shmuel read the Rav Avo akum and ate from it because he held you don't need the simin of Charukais, and he holds this is good. This is called a chaya. So here, Shmuel Rei de Ravo, Achamene Kari and Avshei, Mipri piish tizba bitnoi. It says, because I heard that I was makabel, this is mutter, therefore my stomach could enjoy this. Mipri piish, because I heard it from my Rebbe, tizba bitnoi. So, he taka paskin like that, Rav Shmuel Revo paskin, that it's mutter. Sholchu mitam, hilchis of the Shmuel Brei Revo, that's mutter. Vazuru Rebbeinu Achoy, be careful. Don't be mad in front of our Rabbeinu Achoy. Why? Shemeir ain't a gailu. He is the God of Adar, and therefore you have to be noy covered by him, and don't be mad in front of him. But lemaisa we hold that it's mutter. So the Gemara Vayta. We saw in the Brisa momentarily before that the keresh, even though it has one keren, it's still called a chaya, and that's enough of a simon that it's a chaya. What exactly is a keresh? So Amrav Yehuda, Keresh is Tavya de Be'i Eloi. It's the deer from the area, from the forest called the Be'i Eloi. It's the name of a forest, Rashi says. And Tagris is Arya de Be'i Eloi. The Tigris, which is like a tiger, is the lion of Be'i Eloi, of that forest. Now Rashi says, I don't know where it's the Tigris. I don't know where did it say it, that we have to explain it, but okay. We don't know. But what about the Keresh? So what exactly is a Keresh? So Keresh is the Tavi de Be'i Eloi. Do we know what a Keresh is? Keresh has one horn. So it's a big shout. What's this Keresh? We'll see. It's quite a big animal. Like the Sivan of the Moral say. Like Moral says, like this. The Moral says that Omer Rav Kahana, Teisha Am Sahava Bein Una L'Una D'Ari Be'i Eloi. This Ari Be'i Eloi, this big lion, has 9 Amis from ear to ear. It's a very big head. Taka, our tigers have a very big head. It's a very big head. Omrav Yosef, Shitzam Sava Mashke Tavid Be'eloi. The deer of Be'eloi, the carriage with one horn, which is called the Tavid Be'eloi, has 60 Namas. That's how big the skin is. Now, what exactly is the carriage? So it's a big Shiloh in the Svarim, what a carriage is. Some say it's the Tachash. That's how Tosfos learns that it's the Tachash that we had, the Tachash that was there only Lizman in the time of the Mishkan. That's a Tachash, had one horn. Some say it's a Tachash. Some say it's the giraffe. The giraffe could be has one horn, could be, but the only problem is the giraffe has really two horns on the side, small horns, and one big horn in the middle. Some say it's a giraffe. It sounds like from the 16 Amos of the Mashke, maybe it's a giraffe. So a lot of people tie the carriage to be a giraffe, and this would be a ride that the carriage is a kosher animal, and it's a chaya. This is a, but that's a, that will, you go with that pshat. If you want to be unique, you'll say the carriage is the giraffe. That's definitely a geshmak pshat. But we're not 100% sure exactly what the carriage is. I and your local safe for like the art school, which has a small discussion on this, to what exactly is the carriage. Zog the Maravaita. Omalei Keser of Shuv ben Chananya. The Roman Keser had a Sheikhist of Shuv ben Chananya, so they asked him a lot of questions. Which Keser was this? Also a big Shaila in the Svarim. Some say it's Adrinius. So he said to Rav Shimon Chanan like this, Elikechem ke'ari matel. It's brought down in the Psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doimet to Arya, like a lion. Nechsev, Arya yishag milayriya. If the lion roars, who won't be scared? And the end of that pasuk says that kach Hashem lekim diber milo yinoveh. That just like if Hashem roars, you'll be very frightened. If Hashem talks through his Levim, also you should be very careful. That's how Mashah learns such a pshat like that. Mashah says, if I can find Mashah quickly, we'll see the lashon of Mashah that he says, "Kach Hashem diber milo yinoveh shlo yarei ma'oseh hanevuah sheyesh v'cholos yad Hashem lahanish." It's trying to say, just like you're scared of a lion, you have to be scared of Hashem's Avua. But in any case, the case has Rav Chananya, he says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is doimet ta'ari. My Rabuse, what's the big deal? Well, who's scared of a Ari? Who's scared of a lion? Parsha Katal Ari. You know, the horse rider, these soldiers riding on horses could kill a Ari, kill a lion. What's the big deal? These cavalry guys could kill a lion. That's you comparing a Kadosh Baruch Hu to a lion? Big deal. A Malay, lafke hay ari masel. That's one of a regular lion that you find in the jungle. Ka ari the Be'i Eloi masel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doima to the tiger of the forest Be'i Eloi. A Malay, bina the mechsilei. Nele, could you show it to me? I want to see it. A Malay, loy masel chazle. You can't see it. A Malay, ivra chazinele. He says, I'm commanding you to show it to me. I want to see it. And I'm the king. Zog Rashi, emes, and he writes the royce of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to show it to me. You have to show it to me. I'm the king. You have to show it to me. So Rav Shuv Chanan daven to Hashem, it's Akar Meduchte, came out of its place. When it was 400 Parsi away, Niem, Chad Kala, it roared one call, Apilu Koma Barto. All the the pregnant ladies around the area all were mapel their child, had miscarriages. Veshura de Rome Nafal, and the wall of Rome fell. That was when it was 400 parsi away. It's very far. It got a little closer. The Marach class made a parsi. It got within 300 parsi. This big lion near him again. Near Kalachrina, roared again. Not the kichi v'shini de Gabri. The people's teeth and molars came out. V'af hunafal mekurs la'ari. And the case of fellow was thrown to the floor with a big thud. Omalei, he got scared already. Matus v'noch. Boye rach melei. Stop this. Davida Hashem lahadil duchte. Let it go back to its place. Boye rach melei v'hadlei le'asrei. He davened and went back to its place. And it went back to where it came from, this lion, because it was so scary, went back to its place. And Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the next member from the Kesa.